Last Friday, Democratic candidate for governor Matt Dunn issued a press release clarifying his stance on wind energy projects in Vermont. His position hasn't gone over well with some of his key supporters. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Sue Minter has become the beneficiary of their anger.
About two dozen renewable energy advocates and developers gathered on the steps of the statehouse on Tuesday afternoon. They were there for a political announcement delivered by Lauren Hurl, the political director of Vermont Conservation Voters.
That's why today I'm pleased to announce that the Vermont Conservation Voters Board of Directors voted unanimously to endorse Sue Minter as the Democratic nominee for governor of Vermont.
But the announcement was as much an indictment of Matt Dunn as it was an endorsement for Sue Minter. Last Friday, Dunn issued a press release saying that mountaintop wind projects should be put to a vote in the towns they'd be sited in. If a majority of residents oppose the plan, then Dunn says it should be the end of the project. Hurl says that prior to Dunn's statement, her organization had planned to stay out of the Democratic gubernatorial primary.
However, we believe that Matt Dunn's revised position on renewable energy siting would undermine Act 174, the renewable energy siting bill that was a major priority of the environmental community.
Dunn's stance has also cost him the endorsement of Bill McKibben, a climate change activist and perhaps the most prominent environmentalist in the state. After seeing Dunn's release, McKibben promptly retracted his endorsement and said he would now be supporting Minter instead. Dunn says his position on wind isn't out of step with the renewable energy policies he's been touting throughout the race, and he insists that the revelation isn't an opportunistic flip-flop designed to woo anti-wind voters.
What I felt was important is that before Election Day, that I make very clear what my position is.
Dunn says he thinks wind energy will be an important part of the mix if Vermont wants to get 90% of its energy from renewable sources by 2050, a goal he says he's committed to achieving.
But when that community says no, I believe you need to honor that community's view.
Dunn says he doesn't think it's a radical view, and he says he was under the impression that Governor Peter Shumlin, who's held in generally high regard by the renewable energy industry, held a similar view. Here's Shumlin speaking about wind energy on Vermont Public Television in 2012.
I have always said, and I will always say, I believe that no energy project should be built in a town in Vermont where the residents of that community don't vote affirmatively to host it. We shouldn't send them into towns that don't want them.
Asked about that statement on Tuesday, Shumlin said he was referring only to instances in which developers voluntarily put projects to a townwide referendum. Shumlin says Dunn's proposal is far more expansive and sets a precedent that would stymie the construction of public infrastructure.
If we did that, we virtually would have no highway infrastructure, no cell towers, no electricity, no internet, and no renewable energy projects in Vermont.
Dunn says the loss of McKibben's support stings.
I think it's always tough when someone who's supported you before, especially someone who's a friend like Bill, decides that a position that I take is no longer in line with his views.
But Dunn says his plan isn't at odds with McKibben's renewable energy vision. Peter Galbraith, the third Democrat in the gubernatorial primary field, favors a flat-out prohibition on all ridgelined wind development. Dunn, meanwhile, says his administration would work with towns to foster support for wind energy. And Dunn says other planks in his environmental platform, he wants to halt the extension of the natural gas pipeline, for instance, and have the state divest from coal stocks, make him the right candidate to lead the fight against climate change. It's unclear whether Dunn's position on wind will win him any electoral favor with people opposed to mountaintop wind development. Annette Smith is the president of Vermonters for a Clean Environment, a group that has sought to stall several wind energy proposals in the state.
I'm really kind of bored with these superficial statements from people who obviously don't know anything about the issues or what's been happening.
Smith says giving one town veto power over a proposed wind project does nothing for the adjoining municipalities who may be able to see or hear the turbines from their homes. Smith says Green Mountain Power's installation in Lowell won overwhelming backing from the residents there.
The surrounding towns, which in some respects have more impacts than Lowell itself, get practically nothing except the impacts. So it's ignoring the reality of what's going on with wind energy in Vermont.
And with Democrat Peter Galbraith and GOP gubernatorial candidates Phil Scott and Bruce Lisman calling for a moratorium on mountaintop wind, anti-wind voters might find more preferable choices in the field. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.